stuff I'm using.
Sip and sew, la 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 la, how his fingers fly. Sew and snip and cut and clip, la 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 la. All the day he's in the way, we must plan our cars.
Welcome back to The Drive. That was a little snippet of music from The Tailor of Gloucester, which, of course, we will be discussing. I'm Pete Fopiano, sitting in for Steve Jackson. And, of course, we have our resident theater critic, Harry Duke. And he's going to introduce a couple of the guests that he's brought with him. And before those of you outside who are getting worried, now that it's a musical, we have one standing rule on this show. When I bring on musical guests, I do not sing along. So not to worry.
We appreciate that rule, yeah, believe me.
Everyone appreciates
it. If only Steve would adhere to that
rule. Everyone appreciates that. Harry, take it away.
Right. It's 'tis the holiday season, which means it's time for holiday theater. And running currently at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Rohnert Park is an original production that has a lot of local connections. It is, as Pete said, The Tailor of Gloucester, and joining us is the composer of the music that you hear in The Tailor of Gloucester, Janice Dunson-Wilson, and the artistic director of the Spreckles Theatre Company, Shirley Miller. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Always a pleasure. So let's give folks some background on this production. They may, if you've been around Sonoma County long enough, you may recognize what you heard as far as the music goes and the story. And so let's talk about how this play came about.
Well, the play was originally commissioned in 2004 by Cinnabar Theater for the Young Repertory Company there. And it was performed by the Young Rep. I directed it. We did it 3 years in a row. And it was all students, all 18 and under. And it was just delightful. It was a love fest. And I had so much fun with it and love the music. And I love the story. And I love Marcy Tellis's writing. And then it got tucked away, you know, and other shows. We did other shows at Cinnabar. And then I went my way. And now that I have the privilege of being the artistic director at Spreckles, I thought, I've always wanted to do The Tailor of Gloucester with a professional cast and just see what it's like. We still have some children in it, playing children and mice.
Yes.
But I always wanted to try it, and was fortunate enough to get Michael Ross to direct it instead of me. And fortunate to get the composer once again to be the music director. So that's the story of The Tailor of Gloucester.
Now, Janice, how did you get involved in the project at the start?
At Cinnabar, Ellie Lechtenstein commissioned me to be the composer and Marcy Tellis to be the librettist for the production. And so she and I collaborated, read the story, and saying, how is this going to be for 15, 20 kids? Because there's only originally just like three people in the, you know, in the cast. And so we worked together creating an elaborate story based on the beautiful words of Beatrix Potter. For instance, the mayor is going to get married on Christmas Day, with so are the little mice are going to get married on Christmas Day. So there's parallel worlds in this production, so they can really relate to the magic of Christmas and the magic of what Beatrix Potter's theme was in this, and is that, is that animals can speak on Christmas Eve between midnight and dawn, and people can understand them as well. And if you go back and you originally read the original story, it goes, oh my gosh, this is really what it is, and that stems back from the Nativity. So it's all been a very fun journey, and it has a real Christmas meaning because of the giving of the spirit and the magic of Christmas.
Now, what did you think after 15 years about coming back and reapproaching this piece?
I thought, oh boy, I'm so excited to work with Sherry again and to be a part of this project. And I revisited the piece after 12 years, and I realized, this isn't so bad. This is adorable. Because you kind of put it on the shelf and you keep moving. And there's a lot of magical elements of the Marcy's work and how she took and made it come alive, the story of Beatrix Potter, and captured and maintained the magicness of what Beatrix intended.
Now, for folks who aren't familiar with the story, let's give them a short synopsis of what The Tailor of Gloucester is about.
Well, the old tailor is commissioned by the mayor in the town to create his special red coat for his wedding. And the tailor's very, very, very poor, and he has a cat named Simpkin, who is a rather naughty cat.
As all cats are.
Yes, indeed. And so there are mice living in the tailor's house, and they appreciate him because he leaves scraps for them to make their clothes and crumbs for them to eat, and they love him. Anyway, the tailor gets sick and can't finish the coat, so the mice come in and fix it. They finish the coat for him. And then there's this whole storyline with Simpkin catching mice and the tailor releasing them and Simpkin being mad and getting revenge and then having a change of heart. And it's all very, very dramatic.
Now, the perfect audience for this would be?
I'd say 12 and under. You know, adults enjoy it if on a different level if you have a very childlike spirit. You know, I mean, I do. I like things that are geared for children.
You're very childish, Harry.
I am very childish. Childlike, Harry.
Okay, childlike. I stand corrected.
But no, it's definitely geared for younger children, definitely. And they are eating it up. They really are.
Now, when it came to composing the music, you'll have to help me out here. Are the lyrics written before the music? Is the music written before the lyrics? How does that work?
Marcy wrote the lyrics first. I can go both ways. I prefer having lyrics in front of me and then having the ideas in which to set it. And I also wanted to say that Beatrix Potter set this in the 1800s, even though she wrote it in 1903. And so the period piece is a Mozart-type period piece. So there's a lot of classical music in there, and music imitating Mozart and imitating the classics that way. And we just had a lot of fun. I'd say, Marcy, what do you think about this? And she goes, sure. I goes, can you add another verse over there? She goes, sure. And one thing, like Snip and Sew, what you just heard, can I go fa-la-la-la? She goes, okay. Because we ran out of words. And also during that period of time, you could say fa-la-la-la.
Well, and it's Christmas. You have Christmas. To say fa-la-la-la-la.
So it was a lot of fun working back and forth and being able to work creatively with someone and making the gestalt bigger than it was. So it's just fun to revisit it.
Now, as you said, this was originally a youth theater production, and you've got adults. Let's talk about the cast. Who have you got running around the stage in this one?
We have, for Simpkin, we have Zane Walters, who is awesome, I think. We have Eileen Morris, who was actually one of our instructors at the Cinnabar Young Rep back when I was there. And she was excited to come do it because she was around when we were doing it. So that was really fun.
Who's the tailor?
Craig. What is Craig's last name?
Craig Bainbridge.
Bainbridge. I knew you were going to do
it
this.
It kills
to me,
me that people don't know the people in their shows.
I brought the postcard, and I'm looking at it and going, the names aren't on here.
Here's the program. This will help you
thank
out.
Thank you. My big fear is that one day I'm going to go to introduce a member of my family and blank.
What's her name again?
It's terrible. But no, Craig Bainbridge, who played Smee in Peter Pan and was nominated for a TBA award for it.
I hate to interrupt, but we're going to take a quick traffic break right now, and we're going to be right back. Stick with us, would you please?
Here's a drive traffic update from Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
And it is final clearing stages of a wreck on Calistoga Road north of Highway 12. This is up by Alpine, so about halfway between 12 and a petrified forest. So they did have lanes shut down to try to clear this vehicle from a much earlier crash. There may be some residual delays there. South 101 Steele heading down to College on the brakes, and eastbound 12 is still heavy at Farmers Lane. And we're seeing a lot of slow traffic heading out of Novato. Most of the rain is cleared out, but it was really tough there midday, late morning midday, through the narrows in both directions. And just before San Antonio, we see slow up into the construction zone again at the Lakeville Highway merge. And southbound, we see slow through that construction lane change area heading down towards the county line. Another tip from First Five California. Did you know that children who know more than one language demonstrate greater working memory, reasoning, flexibility, and problem solving? If you speak more than one language, share it with your child. More at firstfivecalifornia.com. And that's your drive traffic. I'm Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
Okay, we are back here on The Drive after that quick break for traffic. This is Pete Fopiano, and we are talking with Harry Duke, and he is talking with Sherry Lee Miller and Janice Dunson-Wilson, who are performing or involved in The Tailor of Gloucester at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center.
Correct.
Where did we leave off?
We were talking about the cast.
Yeah, yeah. Ask me who's in the cast, Harry.
Who's in the cast, Sherry? Well, we'll edit that earlier portion out.
I can pull out the Cliffs notes, and let's go here.
Okay, let me tell you. We have, as the tailor, Craig Bainbridge, who is awesome. I'm not going to tell you how awesome everybody is, because they're all awesome. Simpkin is Zane Walters. The mayor is Michael Corey Murdoch. The fiance is Kirsten Pischke. Alice is Elizabeth Petro. She's a youth. Chris is Tony Cavallaro, also a young person. Mistress Mouse, Eileen Morris. The bride and groom Mouse are twins, 11-year-old twins.
Identical.
Identical twins, Francesca and Victoria Antonini. They're adorable. Gordo is Mario Herrera, who just played Pugsley in Adam's Family. And the three cats, the three bad cats, are Nafe Nafe, Lorenzo Alviso, and Sherry Pearl Fugit. There's some great voices in this show.
There are. So let's talk about that. Obviously, working with kids can be a challenge. You've got some really young kids to get to hit these notes. How did that go?
Oh, it's fun. They're talented children that really are eager to do the best they can. They study Broadway and all kinds of shows in their free time, and they have cabaret memorized and things like that. They're not your typical kids in a summer camp. These kids are devoted, dedicated young actors and actresses.
Well, Mario, who, as you said, played Pugsley in The Addams Family, when he opened his mouth and started to sing in that show, jaws dropped in the theater.
Oh, in Addams Family?
Yeah. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
And he's adorable in this, as the twins are as well, in this particular show. So let's talk a little bit more about the story. Let's talk about the length of the show. For folks who are worried about being in a theater with youngins, what can they expect as far as timing in this particular production?
It's about 90 minutes.
And you have an intermission.
We do have an intermission. Yeah. I would say, even counting the intermission, it's maybe 95 minutes. It's very, very doable.
45 minutes for the first act and about 40 or less for the second act.
Yeah.
And so the youngins won't get too restless.
No.
It's great for the grandkids to bring their grandchildren in. And it's just fun because, as the piano player, where I'm positioned, I get to see the audience, and I can see the rapture of the faces of the kids and the smiles of the grown-ups. Usually I'm in the pit, and they're behind me. It's kind of weird to be able to see the audience when you're playing, but it's really fun to see the kids just, over those bad cats.
It's in our studio theater. Yeah. So,
you're up close.
The kids get to be very close to the actors. My boss has a 4-year-old, and she brought her and her 7-year-old nephew, and they were both mesmerized and loved it. And
all right, folks, if you are interested in attending a performance of The Tailor of Gloucester, which is running now through December 16th, Friday and Saturday at
7
p.m. It's an earlier curtain than most.
And Sunday at 1.
The Sunday matinee is at 1 o'clock. We've got a pair of tickets to give away.
Let's give away two.
Two pairs of tickets to any of the remaining performances of The Tailor of Gloucester. Give us a call at 707-636-1350. Give us your name, your email address, and your phone number, and we will have the box office contact you about arranging your pair of tickets to The Tailor of Gloucester. So Beatrix Potter, what is she better known for? Because if you don't know this story, you might know her from something else.
Peter Rabbit.
The Tale of Peter Rabbit.
Yes, and the Tale of Jeremy Fisher, and you know, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of.
They're all about animals.
They're all about animals, and she does her own illustrations.
So, what can we expect to see in this production, as far as costume, setting, etc.?
The costumes were done by Pamela Johnson, who is our resident costumer at Spreckles. They're beautiful. They're beautiful.
They're period
the animals
pieces,
look like animals, and they're period. They're beautifully made.
And the protagonist is a tailor, so I would hope that they look as if a tailor had produced them, correct?
I believe they do. I believe they do. Of course, you know, the mice make their own clothes.
The mice make their own.
Okay, this is a fascinating production. For those of you who have kids or those of you who are young at heart.
Or childish.
Child.
Well, I wasn't going to go there, but thank you for, you know, tossing it. Taylor of Gloucester at the Spreckles Performing Arts. Harry, thank you. An excellent job as always. And your guests, Sherry and Janice.
Thank you.
Appreciate your efforts.
Thank you
and,
so much.
And encourage all those of you who are listening, and call for, in, get a couple of free tickets.
I think we've got our winners. But if you are looking for information on the show, you go to their website, which is SprecklesOnline.com.
And please don't feed the animals when you come.
If you come see the show, leave the mice alone. No cheese. Do not bring cheese.
Okay. Always a good thought. Anyway, this is Pete Fopiano here on The Drive. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be talking with Santa Rosa Council Member Julie Combs. Stick with us through the break, please.